Northwest Prime, bringing Seattle to the world and the world to Seattle. I'm your host, Lori Ness, a soldier on the front line of the mainstream. You can listen to this and other shows at northwestprime.com, and be sure to stay with Seattle Wave Radio 24/7, 365 for more great music and interviews. We're starting a movement of kindness, and we want you to join us. Let's get this show started.
Well, today we have bluegrass music all the way from Callahan, Florida, the 2013 International Bluegrass Music Award Momentum nominee for Best Performance Vocalist, Sarah Harris of the Trinity River Band. But first, we want to get you in the mood with a little bluegrass music. So the intro here, Riptide, was written by Sarah's brother and band member, Joshua. This is a very talented family. We're going to be talking about all of this. They're all involved in the band, writing and producing and playing and singing, and we're going to talk about all of that. But we're going to be right back with Sarah Harris, and this is Riptide by her brother, Joshua. We'll be right back. Bluegrass music, it's just familiar to our soul, and I'm so thrilled to have the Trinity River Band, Sarah Harris, on today, and the whole family is involved big time in this band, but we have Sarah on, and she's going to kind of walk us through their journey and tell us about all the members of the band, which include all of her family, I think. Welcome, Sarah.
Yeah, oh, thank you so much. First of all, thank you, Lori, for having me. I've been looking forward to this ever since we got it scheduled. Yes, how am I going to start from the beginning? golly, that's going to take me all the way back to when I was 12 years old, actually, around 12 years old, 11 or 12. My dad, he'd been playing music and guitar all of his life, and when I was a little girl, just growing up, I'd heard him play all kinds of different musical influences. And so I came to him when I was about 12 years old, and I wanted to learn how to play guitar. And so we always say, whenever people ask us how we got started and how this happened and how we started doing this for a living, we didn't intend it. We didn't start everything and intend that wasn't any of our intention from the beginning. But it started with me playing guitar and singing. And then a couple years later, I think a year or so later, we went to a bluegrass festival all together as a whole family and came away just absolutely loving this type of music and the atmosphere at the festivals and just how it was and how it's so family-oriented. The following Christmas, my brother asked for a banjo. I don't know why he wanted to learn how to play the banjo, but he did. And then he got a banjo for Christmas, and my mother got a mandolin, and my dad played guitar and was teaching himself fiddle, and I was on guitar learning, and that was the first configuration of the band.
Wow, and that's how you start a family band. See, I should have asked for a banjo all those years ago. So the band's made up of you and your brother Joshua. When we talked a little bit about Joshua when we opened, because not only did he play all these things, but he wrote that song Riptide that we just listened to. Your father also writes. Your mother's in the band. Your sister's in the band. So is that the total makeup of the family dynamic there?
That is, as far as the ones you see on stage, but also my grandmother, she's our road manager, and she travels everywhere with us and mans the CD table, and so it's definitely all of us traveling together. It's all six of us, so that makes up everybody. But, yes, my brother, he's so incredibly talented, and I'm not just saying that because he is my brother. He's worked really, really hard at it. He's been playing banjo about six or seven, close to 7 years, I think, now. And he's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays banjo as his first instrument. He also plays resophonic guitar. He plays the guitar. He plays the bass, the mandolin, only when I let him, and just about everything. And he, like you opened with your show with Riptide, that's just one of his instrumentals that he's written that's on our latest album.
Yeah, and the latest album is called Today Don't Look Like Rain by the Trinity River Band. People can find out more information at trinityriverband.com. And you guys are also on Facebook.
Yes. We are, Trinity River Band.
Perfect. Yeah, and you guys are really good at keeping that up and letting people know what's coming up and what's in store for you. And, you know, I looked at your tour schedule, and it is absolutely incredible. I know veteran performers who are very well known that don't have a booking this far out in 2014 like you guys did.
Right. And, it's kind of we've been doing our own booking, and we've kind of been getting started early because it really is get started early, and we've been getting more and more opportunities. So it's just being blessed, followed up by our hard work. So it's really good. That's the best way to do it. We're aiming for being booked close to 150 gigs next year because we do this for a living. So we're able to travel all together, like I was telling you. So any time of the year is good for us. We'll be off usually like around holidays for Christmas and everything. So this year it'll start to slow down, and I'll let the cat out of the bag. We'll be starting on another project this Christmas around December. But next year, we're trying to book up our tour schedule as much as we possibly can. It's good being busy.
Absolutely. Well, especially when you're working band. I mean, you know, you got to work. That's part of it. But you're actually working, doing what you love.
Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. Well, we're going to play Today Don't Look Like Rain. That's the title song off the album. And then we're going to come back, and you guys have been working with some amazing people. Carl Jackson, Grammy Award-winning producer, was involved with the making of this album. We'll talk about
ma'am.
That. We'll talk about Josh Williams, who's also had a big piece of this as well. A lot of people will know Josh Williams from the Allison Krauss Band. But anyway, we're going to play right now Today Don't Look Like Rain, and then we'll come back and talk about all these great people that want to be involved with the Trinity River Band, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Lori.
Okay. You're welcome. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Sarah Harris of the Trinity River Band, and that was Today Don't Look Like Rain. And we were talking before we went to the song with Sarah about working with Carl Jackson, and he's a Grammy-winning producer, and he was involved with this album, and she's going to tell us a little about that.
Yes, Lori. We met Carl a few years back now, and when we were in Nashville for the IBMA week, that was when they had the award show, and it was still held in Nashville. So I remember we met him there 1 year. It's been a few years back, and we asked him if he would help us a little bit on this album. He served as consulting producer on Today It Don't Look Like Rain. We're very thankful for his friendship and all that he's done for us and his help on this album. And we even recorded one of his songs on this album, so that we were very excited about.
Yeah, well, you have referred to the bluegrass music community of being kind of like a bluegrass family. Do you still feel like that?
Very much. Very much so, very much so. Not just with your audience and your fans, but it's like that with the other performers too. You have a lot to relate to, and it's just a lot of it's just good, wholesome music, and the people are the same way.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's the feeling that you get. So it's true to that feeling that comes across that the rest of us feel as well. That's always good to know.
Yes, ma'am. Very much so.
So your new radio single, it might not be new, but it's new to me. Your new radio single, Whatever Did I Do? I want you to tell me about that, because there's a lot of parts to it. Your dad wrote it, and you sang on it, and you sang with Josh Williams. And so I wanted you to tell everyone about that, because it's quite a song.
Yes, I love it. If I had to pick a favorite off the album, which is pretty difficult, but personally, I would probably have to pick What Did I Ever Do? It is a song that my dad wrote. He wrote it several years back, and when we were in the studio getting ready to record this past year, we were looking through some of his old material that he had, and we came across a song, and he rewrote the last verse and the first one and made it into a duet, so that I could sing it with Josh Williams. And he's been a friend of ours for a few years now too, and we're very grateful and honored that he wanted to sing with me on this song. And I think his voice has just made this song so great. And it's just a beautiful love song.
Different to sing with someone else that wasn't your family, or was it more natural?
No, it was actually much better that way. Whenever we had made it into a duet, it would have been slightly awkward to do it with my dad or say my brother, do some kind of love duet. He was the first person that came to all of our minds. It was a unanimous vote to ask him to do it, to sing the song with me. We all agreed, and it just turned out wonderfully. In my opinion, we were so happy with it and proud of it. Really happy that he wanted to do it with me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a beautiful song. We're going to play that right now, What Did I Ever Do? And then we're going to come back with Sarah Harris of the Trinity River Band. You can find out more information at thetrinityriverband.com, and they're also Trinity River Band on Facebook. So everyone who's doing social media, no excuses. You can find out all the information you want and more by going to their website. So we're going to play that song. We'll come back and talk about it. We'll be right back with Sarah Harris.
Every time you say you love me, until old Jimmy in the bar. This overtime is killing me, always driving home in the dark. But when you meet me at the door, my attitude starts to change. By the time you put your arms around me, everything's alright again. Tell me, what did I ever do to deserve you? What do you see in me that makes you stay? Even though it feels so right, I can't help but wonder why. Every time you say you love me and gently touch my face, what did I ever do? What did I ever do? Girl, sometimes I think you must be blind. Then I walk into the bedroom, tired out as I can be.
Fall into your loving arms and hold you close to me.
The moon appears and shines a silver light down from above.
Might not understand, but I'm so grateful for your love.
I can't help but wonder why.
Every time you say you love me and gently touch my face,
what did I ever do?
What did I ever do?
Harris from the Trinity River Band. You know, bluegrass music is very close to my heart with my own East Tennessee roots in the Smoky Mountains. Bluegrass music is very familiar to me. So it was just natural once I became familiar with this lovely music that they're putting out at the Harris home that we all can listen to it, and they're traveling around the United States producing wonderful music. So it's just a thrill for me to have Sarah to be able to join us today and represent the Harris family. Just wonderful music,
thank
Sarah.
Thank you so much, Lori.
It was so hard to pick the songs to load up for this show because every single one of them was just, you know, amazing. I had it on yesterday at the house, and it was just me and my dog because my husband's out of town. But if any burglars are listening, my husband's not out of town. and, you know, it was just very, you know, familiar and relaxing in the house. And, you know, even the dog was enjoying it. I mean, it just had a relaxing tone within our little house here. And I just enjoyed it so much. Because, you know, you have to go through the album to kind of find out which ones you want to plug in and play and
right,
then load up.
Right, right.
And I talked to you a little bit about it, but I told you how hard it was.
I'm actually glad we made it difficult for you. But I'm so glad you enjoyed it so much. I hope it comes through that we do love what we do so much. We love each other with a gift, and we love doing all of passion is our music is our passion. And to be able to do that with each other, with the one what you love the most, with the ones you love the most, just makes it all worthwhile. I wouldn't trade it for the world. And I'm so glad you enjoyed it so much.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's such a blessing to be able to make a living doing what you love. So many people have not been able to do that same thing. It's the
goal.
Right. It's kind of the brass ring that you reach for, and it's always wonderful to hear the stories of those who can. You guys started out in a gospel setting before you kind of moved into bluegrass.
We did. I did kind of tell you how a brief story how we got started was when I started playing guitar. But we were very involved at our church, and whenever we all started playing together, we just played one Sunday. We just played one song one Sunday morning at our home church, and then somebody else asked us to come to their church, and then from there somebody asked us to come to theirs. And so we did start playing in churches, but this just got way bigger than we ever could have imagined, and we play a good amount of festivals and still play a lot of churches. And like I said, it just got way bigger than us. And so we just kind of, you know, looked up at God and said, if this is what you're opening the doors for, then we're going to walk through them. We're going to do it. We're just keep blessing us, and we'll keep doing what you want us to do. So we did start all gospel, but we do a lot of secular stuff too. And what's great about that is that we can go into a festival and we still do some gospel music. We're still who we are, and we're still the family that loves each other. It's not a put on, so everybody gets to see that. So we don't change wherever we go, and so whoever we're in front of gets to see who we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's amazing. I talk to, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of musicians, maybe in the thousands. And the common denominator to them over and over again is they sing in church, over and over. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't matter if they're hip-hop artists or they're rock and roll or they're country or they're folk or whatever, or they're some type of, you know, now they're just being instrumentalists. They started in church. And there's something about the church family, I think, that where mm-hmm. people feel comfortable to express and step outside themselves maybe a little bit in a secure and loving environment.
Right, and just to kind of where it all starts, where it gets, you know, it gets birthed, where your start gets birthed, your musical start and the passion. That's how it was for us, and that's really cool that you make that you find that common denominator with several other artists too.
Mm-hmm. Over and over again. I mean, every time if you ask them where they started, you know, times out of ten, it'll be church. And like I said,
that's
it doesn't
incredible.
Even matter what the genre is. Mm-hmm. It always goes
that's
back
incredible.
To church.
Yeah.
So that's very,
well,
very
like I
interesting.
Said, that's how it started. That's how it started for us. And then the next song I believe that you were telling me we might do is the gospel song off of our new record. Is that right?
Yep, that's the one we're going to do next. You want to tell us a little bit about this one?
I would love to. It's called When I Come Home, Lord. And I want to give a shout-out to our songwriting friends who wrote this one, When I Come Home, Lord, and the title cut, Today It Don't Look Like Rain. That's Jeff Barber and Sarah Kirkle. They live up there near Maryville, Tennessee area, East Tennessee. And so they sent both of these songs to us, and the gospel one. We fell in love with both of them. We made one of them the title cut of this album that you've already played. And then When I Come Home, Lord, is the gospel one that we all just felt that strong connection to, and just that feeling of we have to do this song. And it just has that strong of a connection for me, and it's such a beautiful song. And it's in that 3/4 time. You know, it's just your good bluegrass gospel, you know, standard. And whenever they wrote this, it won Merlefest songwriting song. I don't know. It won some kind of songwriting competition at Merlefest back in one of the early 2000s. So they are very talented songwriters and good friends of ours. And we're so glad and blessed to have them as our friends, and for them to send us songs as great as this one.
Absolutely. Well, I know exactly where Maryville is in East Tennessee, and I'll just give a shout out to my family in Clinton, Tennessee, and in Scott County and Fentress County, and they listen time to time. They actually do, yes, according, you know, they have internet connection in Scott County and Fentress County and in East Tennessee. So they are right up to time. So we're going to go ahead and play that When I Come Home, Lord, and hear the gospel sounds of the Trinity River Band, and we'll be right back. Thank you. this is what happens to a family that actually gives instruments for Christmas, and then they start playing together instead of collecting baseball cards and Beanie Babies like we did in my household. But nonetheless, the Trinity River Band, the Harris family, is a very, very talented family. We've talked about the dad, Mike, who really started this whole thing, and he's playing, he sings, and he writes music. Brother Joshua, same thing, writing music, singing, playing. And then you, your sister, Brianna, she also,
yes,
same thing, sings and plays, and your mother plays a stand-up bass. And you have to give credit to people who play the stand-up bass.
Oh, my gosh, you totally have to. Yes, because they have the most important job, which is keeping the beat and keeping everybody all together. So, yes, my mother has a very important job and probably doesn't get enough credit where credit is definitely due. So big shout-out to her.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and I'm starting to see more women doing the stand-up bass. Your mom's probably the third one this year, and you used to hardly ever see women with a stand-up bass.
Really?
And now I've seen like three this year, women playing the stand-up bass. I'm really proud of women for doing that, because it's a large instrument, for one thing. And like you said,
yeah,
you know, you're really responsible for keeping the time. And, you know, good for moms, because we keep the time anyway, with or without a bass, but we're responsible for the
right.
flow of everything.
Right, you gotta have a metronome or something somewhere. Yes, an inner metronome in your mind to play the bass. But I'm so proud of her. She's come a long way, and just inside of 4 years. That's when, because I told you when we originally started, I was playing guitar, my brother was on banjo, my dad he kind of plays a little bit of everything, but he was playing fiddle at that time, and my mom was on mandolin. So me and my mom, about 4 years, almost 4 years ago now, we switched up instruments. So we've only been playing our instruments about a little close to 4 years is all. And then my little sister, she'll be 12 in February. So Brianna, she's our youngest member of the group. She'll be 12 in February, and she's got the fire lit under her. She's starting to practice that fiddle, and she's burning it up, and we're so proud of her. She's becoming a bigger part of the band all the time and contributing harmony vocals and some lead vocals and just all the time. We're very proud of her and my mother and both of them.
Well, they've got to be proud of you, I would imagine, too, because the International Bluegrass Music Awards, they had you nominated for the Momentum Award in the Performance and Vocalist category. And so that's, you know, I mean, don't be too modest, because, I mean, you know, it is a big deal to be recognized, for sure.
Oh, it was. It wasn't. It's kind of still taking a bit for it to just set in a little. When I first heard about it, I had been one of the last people to find out, because I was on a cruise with my aunt and uncle, and I didn't have my phone turned on. So whenever I got back into port, I turned my phone on, and it probably almost exploded, just with people sending me messages of congratulations and voicemails, and I felt like I was somebody. I mean, it was very humbling at the same time, just because the people that out of the thousands of nominees, the people, there was a committee, I believe, that decided which final five were going to be nominated. And it was a category for not just five women and five men. It was just five vocalists, period. And to be one of the five that the committee recognized and picked to put on there was huge, and it means so much to me. Even though I didn't win it, that just the nomination was a win in itself for me. Just, I didn't know anybody knew who Sarah Harris from Callahan, Florida was, but apparently they do.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very amazing thing.
Well, you know, you've had some really impressive, you know, write some great things about you. You know, one being that you were on the way to being one of the most popular singers in bluegrass Americana gospel music today. I mean, that is just amazing when you hear that kind of thing. And
I don't believe it.
I'm sure your and I'm sure your parents are very proud.
I'm sure they are, and my, I have some proud grandparents too. I know they're sitting in the living room listening right now.
In the Smoky Mountains, right, in North Carolina?
Oh, Oh, not those grandparents. My dad's parents actually. My grandma, my dad's mom is the one that she travels with us. So she's our road manager.
Oh,
he's so they're in there. They're tuned in. Yes. They're
that is an important job.
Right now. Yes. She is our traveling roadie. She is our moral support. My mom keeps the beat and holds us together as a band and but on stage. But my grandmother, she holds us together as a family. She's one of the very important people in our lives. So I'm glad she's listening right now. I'm glad she gets to come with us wherever we go.
Well, what a great
thing.
I'm sure she must love that. I mean, if I was a grandmother, well, I am a grandmother. I have two little granddaughters. If they grew up to be musicians and they said, come on the road with us and, you know, man, my merch table, be my roadie, I'd be there in a heartbeat. So I'm sure she's thrilled.
I believe so. I'm like I said, I'm glad she gets to come with us. It wouldn't be the same without her. And then my grandpa has a pretty important job. He mans the house while we're gone, which is pretty often. We're gone a fair amount usually in the year. Just like I said, getting busier and busier all the time. So he holds down the fort here at home. So he has a very important
job
too. And he is also one of our biggest, if not number one, fans. And we're going to play his favorite song today, so big shout out to him too, because the Farmer's Wife is his favorite song from this album, I believe. And like you said, proud parents, not just of me but of my brother and my sister as well. And I'm very proud of them independently, and for lots of different reasons, not just their musical ability, but just as people. And I'm glad that I'm just so blessed and humbled that I get to do it with the people that I love the most.
Absolutely. Are you guys going to be getting back in the studio soon?
Oh, yes. That's the little teaser that I'll leave everybody who's listening. I'll leave them with this. We've just recently been working on just all brand new material. This next album is bluegrass, country flair. We have lots of originals going on this one, so it'll be just songs that people have never heard before. And we'll do all of our arranging. We'll be hitting the studio hopefully the next couple months, and have something new out early on next year. So I don't want to give too much important information away, but we've got some really big songwriters that we're going to be recording some of their songs on this album, and we're so excited about it, and the people that we're going to have as guests on here, and it's going to be our biggest project to date. It's going to be probably my new favorite. And like I said earlier, you said you had a hard time picking your favorite off today, It Don't Look Like Rain. I hope you have an equally, if not harder time picking a favorite off the next one. So I'm excited to get back into the studio again.
You guys are very talented. I'm sure I will have a really hard time, and I can't wait to hear it when it does come out. You know, Sarah, you're just a great representative you're just a great representative for the band, and I look forward to just following you and keeping up with your music. And everyone can do that at TrinityRiverBand.com, and then you can also follow them on Facebook as well, and then you'll know when the new album coming
and
out.
And Twitter.
You can go to on Twitter. Are you guys on Twitter?
We are on Twitter.
Wow,
that's
speaking
new.
My
we're
language.
We're on Twitter.
Oh, I'm a nun on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. They can find all of that on TrinityRiverBand.com. It has our link to Facebook, our link to Twitter, YouTube, that kind of stuff. So all of that will be on the website as well.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Sarah, for coming on. It was really absolutely a pleasure to talk with you. You know, we've been talking for a little while off of the air, so I was really looking forward to talking with you in person, so to speak, today.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. Like I said, I had been looking forward to this for a long time, and I'm so glad that you had me on your show today, and I really appreciate it.
Well, tell your whole family hi. I know your dad was instrumental in setting this up, and I really appreciate that. He was really great to work with as well. And so I'm just, if you ever come to the Pacific Northwest, I will be in the front row.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait till we get out there, and I look forward to meeting you in person actually in person.
Sounds good. Well, we're going to go out with The Farmer's Wife. This is Sarah's grandfather's favorite song. I think it's going to be a lot of other people's favorite song as well. Sarah Harris, Trinity River Band. Thanks, Sarah, again for coming on.
Thank you, Lori.
Raised on 14th Avenue, he was brought up in the sticks. Just a South Dakota farm boy in a small town social life. By the middle of September, she became the farmer's wife. Children, mama, and a baby.